We'll read with us tonight. We're going to read some out of the book of Acts. I believe it's the ninth chapter. I'll just start with the first verse in the ninth chapter. We may read some out of the eighth chapter. Just pray for us. Very familiar scripture. Nothing that you ain't heard before as far as what we're going to read tonight. You just pray for the service. I appreciate what our heart's been made to feel. I appreciate the songs. Each song just seem like that one just come right after the other tonight. I'm thankful that the Lord knows what we need more so than we think that we think we know. Because a lot of times we think we know. And we really don't. Really don't. Much to be prayed about, a lot of prayer requests, a lot of things going on, seem like people's lives, and the Lord can help them. He can be with them. And He can change things. He most definitely can. First verse, ninth chapter. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the prick. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias, and he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth, and hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in, and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man, how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he had received sight forthwith, and arose and was baptized. When he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus. And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed and said, Is not this he that destroyed them which called on this name in Jesus in Jerusalem, and came hither for that intent, that he might bring them bound unto the chief priest? But Saul increased the more in strength, and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. And after that many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him, but their laying await was known of Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Then the disciples took him by night and let him down by the wall in a basket. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles, and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. And he was with them, coming in and going out at Jerusalem. And he spake boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus, and disputed against the Grecians, but they went about to slay him. Which, when the brethren knew, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him forth to Tarsus. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified and walking in the fear of the Lord, and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. And it came to pass, as Peter passed throughout all quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydia. And there he found a certain man named Annas, which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy. Peter said unto him, Annas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. all that dwelt at Lydia and Saron saw him and turned to the Lord. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. And forasmuch as Lydda was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. Then Peter arose and went with them, and when he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber. And all the widows stood by him weeping, and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. But Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed, turning him to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he called the saints and widows, presented her alive. And it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. And it came to pass that he tarried many days in Joppa with one Simon, a tanner. Now, that's reading the entire chapter of that, the ninth chapter, and we could probably read a lot more as far as that goes. But the scripture and the thought that seemingly is upon our heart tonight is a little bit strange in one sense of the way. But Saul, now we know that Saul, the Bible says in the 8th chapter, I believe it is. I'm going to read a couple of verses. And it says, I might read three verses. It says, and Saul was consenting unto his death, and this was after the death of Stephen. And at that time, there was great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. They were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hailing men and women, committed them to prison. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Now, I could read on as far as that goes. The Bible says here, and we know that of the scripture and that of which Saul had done. As he said here in the 8th chapter, he had made havoc of the church. And he had consented unto that of the death of Stephen. I believe you'll find written over there where it says that they had laid their garments at a young man's feet by the name of Saul. And I can't help but to believe that the message that Stephen had brought, that it brought conviction upon Saul. And a lot of times we think, well, conviction, and when people's under conviction, you might not see too much out of them, but that's really not true. When people are under conviction, my friend, they're apt to do anything. And a lot of times their anger and their frustration is carried out on everybody else. It most certainly is. And it seems like that it just fueled a fire under Saul. He made havoc. He said, He made havoc of the church. And he done this so much that he went to the priest and he asked for letters that he might continue to put people in prison and even to death that spoke in the name of Jesus. Now, I want to talk to us tonight just a little bit. It's strange sometimes how God can take a man like Saul and make him Paul. Isn't it? It's something, my friend. It most certainly is. I believe you go on and read about Paul. The Bible said that he thought that he'd done God's service. In other words, he thought that he is doing, brethren, was okay. Because preaching in the name of Jesus, my friend, hadn't been done. But brethren, it was about the church. And it was about, my friend, that of the gospel. Paul says over in the book of Romans, I believe it is, he says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, my friend, of Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation. Brethren, Paul was a different man than Saul. He most certainly was. That ain't what, I'll get down to my message. Lord, help me in a minute, if we can. Just to be honest with you, tonight, my friend, there's more. I thought about Saul and just how deeply it disturbed him to hear men preach about Jesus. It disturbed him, brethren, to the point that he wanted to do away with everybody that preached in the name of Jesus. Now, I often say a lot of times, the reason I believe he is under conviction, brethren, when he went down to the road toward Damascus, brethren, God got a hold of him. And he said, who art thou, Lord? Did he not? Brethren, he recognized. He understood. He might not have wanted to, but brethren, he understood that the Lord was speaking to him. I believe we all understand when the Lord speaks to us, don't we? We recognize that. Not only do we recognize that, do you know that he recognizes us? He does. Brethren, he knowed Saul. He knowed what he is doing. Brethren, and what better man? I thought about the situation of Saul and just how so against that of Jesus he was that when Jesus got a hold of him, brethren, it changed his life completely. Completely. To the point, the scripture says, to the point, my friend, that when Saul started preaching in the name of Jesus, they wanted to kill him. Do away with him. The exact same thing that he is guilty of. You know, God didn't lay any of that to his charge. He didn't lay that against Saul. Brethren, he knowed without a doubt that he could use this man. Have you ever wondered, my friend, why it is that God uses certain people like he does? Have you ever wondered about that? Have you ever thought about that? He don't use us all the same. But I'll say this, he uses us in our capacity. And brethren, a lot of times, that of which he uses, brethren, is worthless otherwise. You might not think much about that. Ananias told the Lord, he said, I've heard about this man. He said, I've heard how much evil he has done. And Lord, he's even got letters right now to do away with men and women that talk in the name of Jesus. You know what the Lord told him? A lot of times we look on the outward appearance. And a lot of times we look and we say, I doubt that the Lord could ever touch that person. I believe if you'll take that the Lord done in Saul's life, I doubt there's anybody that Jesus can't turn around. He can do it. Yes, he can. Brethren, but it's going to take that individual recognizing that God's speaking to them tonight. Yes, sir. I thought about John the Baptist. The Lord, the scripture says that it was through the foolishness of preaching. Now, he didn't talk about preaching being foolish. He said it's through the foolishness of preaching. They didn't understand the message. But brethren, the church began to grow, thank God, when the Lord got to working with Saul and the disciples. He told Ananias, he said, Ananias, he said, he is a chosen vessel unto me. For he must go out unto the Gentile and also to the children of Israel. What he said, what he told Ananias. And Ananias, my friend, even though he feared that of Saul, he went because the Lord told him to. Give him the word. You go down yonder and lay hands on him. That what he told him? He's waiting on you. He's seen in a vision that a man by the name of Ananias is coming down here. Brethren, he knowed he had some hope coming. He got in a bad shape. Most folks do. Most folks do. Before they ever get saved, most folks get in bad shape. Bible said that he couldn't even see. Could he not? He got up from there. He looked. He saw no man. They had to lead him. 3 days, the Bible says, he didn't eat nor drink. He got in bad shape. Brethren, I hate to say it, but people needs to get in bad shape, my friend. Truth of it is, you won't do much unless you do. John the Baptist. God don't use things like we look for. Do you know that? John the Baptist. Now, I don't know altogether, brethren, when God laid his hand on John, except the day that Mary went and visited Elizabeth. And the Bible says that when she heard the voice of Mary, that the babe leaped in her womb. Now, I'm going to say this. I believe God touched that man right there in the womb. Yes, sir. And when John the Baptist come preaching, the Bible said he wore camel's hair and he eat locusts and wild honey. Truth of it is, he probably didn't look like much. And to eat locusts and wild honey evidently wasn't an everyday diet. But he did. And he was the preparer of the way. God don't take those things. If you ain't getting the message, I can't help it. I'm scattered. I understand that. But I want you to understand tonight, it ain't what you see. It's what you don't see. Glory. We sang an old song, brethren, it ain't what you see that makes me a king. That makes me a king. Brethren, it's what you don't see. Brethren, that'll work a work in you tonight. It will do it. Lord's used things. He's used men. He's used women alike. Brethren, that this world, it'll tell you in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, that this world is not worthy of. They're not worthy. But he'll use them. He'll take them. Don't let what you see, my friend, determine the outcome of your faith tonight. God can do all things. Listen, God can do all things. When people get sick, a lot of times, and if I know how people look at things. And I'm going to say this. I believe the church has all power. He's give it to her. I believe through the church, my friend, things are possible. But you got to have some faith. You got to believe. Most folks don't believe this day and hour and time. You say, preacher, oh, them miracles is way back yonder and they don't happen anymore. It ain't God's fault. The truth of it is, God works more miracles than we know about. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Have you ever prayed for something, my friend, and God give you peace over it? He didn't tell you it's going to be okay. He just give you peace. And the truth of it is, we need that peace. We really do. Have you ever prayed? I have. I've prayed with everything that was within me. And the outcome didn't go too good. Naturally speaking. Naturally speaking. But you know, it doesn't change God. He's still God. Yes, sir. I really don't know altogether. And the scripture teaches us so that we don't even know what to pray for except the Spirit give the utterance. Yes, sir. Except the Spirit give the utterance. You know what makes the difference in our lives? The Spirit of God. Yes, sir. It takes the Holy Ghost. It takes it. Brethren, that's what we received. When you got born again, brethren, you got the Spirit of God. Preacher, I don't know about that. Well, I do. There's no reason in this world, brethren, why people should hang their head if they're a member of a living church. There's no reason. I've thought a lot of times when people really get in trouble, brethren, they start hunting somebody. Do you know that? They do. They may not have recognized you as long as you've ever known them. But you let them get in trouble. You let something come upon them that they know it takes a higher power, my friend, to fix it. They get to wanting the church to do something. Do you know that? They do. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Preacher, what do you mean? The Scripture says that He's a very present help in time of trouble. Is He not? Yes, sir. Is He not? A lot of times we take, well, preacher, he won't hear them. They'll call on Him in the right attitude, He'll hear them. What's that? Broken heart. Don't tell me He won't hear them. Brethren, Saul made havoc of the church on the street going straight down to Damascus, my friend. Things changed. God heard him. He told him, He said, it's hard for thee to kick against pricks. And Saul understood what he was talking about. Yes, he did. Most of the time we understand when the Lord talks to us. Do you know that? I'm going to be honest with you. This is as honest as I can be. Brethren, you come to Him with a broken heart. You come to Him broke. You see, if He won't hear you tonight, He'll do it. Preacher, I got peace. Everything's going to be all right. The truth of it is, it may turn out sour, but it'll still be all right. Yes, it will. You get the peace. You get the peace. You know what that peace is. Do you know that? There's not a one of us sitting here, my friend, that we might not have thought about the Lord in days on end. But we got a need, my friend. You see if He won't hear you. If you'll come with that broken heart, you're going to have to humble yourself. There ain't no doubt about it. Saul, did you know what I like about this scripture? Is that when Saul started preaching, my friend, he preached it boldly. He wasn't going to hide. And there was even them around there that said, well, here he has been threatening everybody, and there he is preaching in that name. You know why he was preaching in that name? Because that's what God called him for. It's what He put him there for. You're, You're just not filling a void space, my friend. You are here for a purpose tonight. We all are. And I'm going to be honest with you. They ain't none of us happy until we in the place where God is pleased with us. Whatever that place is. You ain't never satisfied. You ain't never happy until you get to that place. Yes, sir. But when you get in that place, I'll guarantee you, you can motivate. You can get your motors going. You can get something moving in your life. Absolutely knowing that God's going to be with you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It can happen. This is 2023. And I'm here to tell you that God is just as real tonight. And He is just as able, brethren, and He's able to turn people's lives upside down. He's able to get their attention. Yes, sir. All the prayer requests we've had tonight, those situations, circumstances, we're facing things. Don't know the outcome, what it's going to be. And we don't. But I'm going to tell you something. You can change the mind of God. Yes, you can. Glory! Just try it tonight. You see if He won't hear you. Huh? Preacher, I don't know about that. Well, I do. Read the book. Read the book. He told the children of Israel over there, He said, I thought to do you good. He said, but your ways, my friend, has separated us. And that good ain't going to come. He told some of them it wasn't going to come in their day. He told them this at the wilderness, my friend. He said, you'll not go into the land of Canaan. And brethren, He took care of them for 40 years. Did He not? Knowing they is going to die in the wilderness. Yes, sir. And He still took care of them. You don't think God knows your situation? You don't think, my friend, that God can change things in your life just like He did Saul's? He can do it. He can do it. He can do it. You know what I find today? I find today very few people that's interested much in the Lord. Very few. Very few, very few. It ain't hard to find people that'll tell you that they love the Lord. It ain't hard to find them folks. But you know where their interest is? It's in the world. Yes, sir? It's in the world, mostly. Mostly. Saul could not have preached like he preached had the Lord not spoke to him. Do you know that? A lot of times it's good to be here, about all I'll say. Just good to be here. It is. I hope you got something out of the message. There's things in this scripture that you won't find anywhere else. And I can promise you and tell you that Paul, when he preached, he had no problem letting kings and governors and them in authority know just what happened to him on the road to Damascus. Yes, sir. He'd tell them. Old Felix or Agrippa I told him he's a madman. Said, "Thou art mad, Paul." Huh? And did you know that Paul knew that Agrippa and Felix both? He said, "You know the scriptures. You know." That's the reason they wouldn't lay hands on him. So it was. The Lord can change things. That's all I'll tell you. He can change things. He'll do it. He'll do it in His time. He'll do it on His terms. Everybody, she might not like me, Mama, say it anyway. Kathy told me here a while back, she said, "Now, Randy," she said, "everybody don't live like you do." I know what she was talking about. I said, "Well, honey, I can't do nothing about that." I cannot. They don't look at things like you do. I've got one way to look at things, folks. And that's just how the book says it and shows it and just exactly what God requires out of me. Now, if He saved you, I'm going to say this. If He saved you, my friend, He's required something out of you. And you will never, ever be fully at peace until you get in that position. I know what I'm talking about. I really do. I appreciate your prayers tonight. I do.